That rule clarified the definition of waters of the U.S. to include smaller streams and wetland areas which flow into larger rivers. And those are the kinds of areas that serve a couple of functions related to trout fishing anyway. First of all, they help clean the water as it runs off the land and into the bigger rivers, and that's important because trout need clean water. And these headwaters areas are also the breeding ground for small fish, the nurseries, if you will, where they can find protection and grow to a size sufficient so that they compete in the larger rivers once they grow a bit.
The clean water rule was promulgated by the Obama administration in May 2015. There's still some litigation that's holding it up right now. How do you judge the current regulatory environment or the regulatory environment before that rule was put out?
Well, the environment before the rule was put out was sort of a reaction to a couple of Supreme Court cases, which created some ambiguities in terms of what waters were covered by the statute. So the administration defined that by rule. That resulted in some pushback from a number of interests. That led to some litigation. I believe the rule was enjoined, at least for a while. It may still be. So you have the litigation side of the equation, and now you also have a new administration, which apparently takes a dim view of that rule and will seek to rescind it, either through the rulemaking process or possibly through legislation in Congress.
Are there some specific threats to the Asabel that that you're worried about?
Not at the present time, because, frankly, everybody keeps a pretty close watch on the Asabel and is concerned with pollution of the Asabel. But the threat is always there, and the protection right now is that the Clean Water Act applies to these headwaters areas on the Asabel, on the East Branch, the North Branch, the South Branch. And these protections could be removed if the rule is rescinded, opening those areas up to whatever depredations might occur later, whether it's drilling and fracking, whether it's industrial or commercial uses, whether it's agriculture.
There are also regulations at the state level. How do you judge what the state is doing to protect waterways like the Asabel?
That's an interesting question. Right now, we're not very pleased with the protections afforded by the state. The biggest example of that at the present time is the fish farm in Grayling, which has been granted a pollution discharge permit by the Department of Environmental Quality. We think that permit is woefully inadequate to protect the waters of the Asabel River. That's supported by a number of experts, and so we're in litigation over that.
The Trump administration calls the rule a burden on the economy. That's what they say on the website. What do you make of that argument?
I'm not aware of any evidence that it is a burden on the economy. So no matter what the website says or what the tweets say, I say show me the data on that.